Hello, Eagles fans, and welcome to another edition of the Eagles Insider Podcast. I'm Chris McPherson. I'm joined, as always, by Bo Wolf and Fran Duffy. Gentlemen, the Eagles are 3-1, but why does it seem like the sky is falling? I mean, at this point in the season, I think if you polled most fans and said if you were 3-1 at the quarter turn, you'd be pretty happy with that. The Eagles held serve, winning their two home games, and they split the two games on the road, beating a very good Indianapolis team and losing, you know, albeit in a tough, disappointing fashion, to San Francisco.
My guess is that the Eagles fans as a whole are still just a little down from the fact that we still keep calling this the Eagles Insider Podcast instead of Eagles Speak.
Maybe that's what it is. Yeah. That's exactly why they were rioting.
I believe so.
I think it's just the fact that, yeah, we're 3-1, but we still...
Wait, hold on. Let's before we get into this, what are you directing the show over here?
Listen... It's well documented
there are stools
in the studio that like to sink. And when I saw that, when I came in and I saw Bo already took a stool, there were three remaining stools. I eliminated the odds and I went and I found another chair.
That's part of the game, though.
Not my game. Yeah. I'd rather not sink in the middle of the show.
But you sink to your level of training, as Chip Kelly said. So are you concerned there?
I'd rather just sink. This one doesn't sink too far, so I know I'm guaranteed not to go low.
Just because you're the Emmy-nominated producer of the Eagles Game Plan Show, Fran.
The Emmy-nominated, but our producer here is the Emmy Award-winning producer,
true.
Brian Thomas.
That is true. Yes, indeed. Actually,
there you go. You're welcome, BT. CHS Pride, 04.
Oh, jeez.
Brian Seltzer.
No, he was 03.
No, sorry.
So,
all right, back to your point, now, director, Fran.
Back on track.
What I was saying was that while the Eagles are 3-1, these wins haven't had the feel. It's been three comeback wins. Obviously, we almost came back and won another this past weekend. And if we were 4-0, I still feel like there would be some unease from Eagles fans.
I still feel like there would be some unease.
Absolutely. Because we were 3-0, and fans were still complaining on the radio and, you know, people tweeting and stuff like that. People were still worried. So I think the fact that we just haven't had that win yet. If, you know, if we come out against St. Louis,